coastal communities are somewhat cut off, and this was really evident in the outage that we had in April and then several floods before that. And so communities really need to have a plan up their sleeve and a preparedness for those kinds of emergencies. I mean, I think the days are gone when you have kind of civil defense fly in and take care of everything. And so the idea here is to have local communities own their own way of dealing with emergency response. I mean, my background, I spent 20 years in international aid, and I've worked all around the world in humanitarian kind of crises from Burma to Southern Sudan. And really, the best practice is that local communities actually ensure that they have their own plan in place that fits their needs. And so as a local board, that was our commitment to work with them to help them get that plan in place.
So explain the process of getting the community to form this formal emergency plan.
Sure. When the emergency and the outage happened and the flooding, local people responded anyway. They didn't wait for civil defense or police to step in. They actually started to self-organize. So what we did was we identified who those key people in the community were, kind of pulled them together for an initial conversation out of the surf club. It was people like Rural Fire, the people that were running the campsite, surf club, the local person running the Facebook page. People who organized themselves with chainsaws to cut down tree branches in the street and stuff. And so we got them together for an evening and brought in some support through civil defense, through fire, and kind of mapped out, you know, how did things work? What did you guys do during this period? What worked, what didn't work? And then from there, we kind of just put together a bit of a template that identified what individuals can do, what the community can do, and what kind of working together networks can provide. So having gotten that far, we kind of have a draft plan in place. So what we did yesterday was to kind of bring the wider community in for a bit of an update of where that was up to and provide an opportunity for, questions, Q&A to happen. And as we finish this draft plan, it'll go back out to the community for their input. Because again, like as a local board, our commitment out here in the West is to make sure that it's community owned. This community collaboration and participation is not something done to the community from the outside, like some big bureaucratic office in the center of town saying this is what you need to do, but instead getting local people to figure out what they want to do.
What are some of the concerns the community are raising so far?
Yeah, the kind of stuff they're concerned about is, where is a central meeting place and location? What do we do if power goes out? How can we get access to an emergency generator? I mean, some really simple things. What do you do when you have an outage that goes on for a long time and you've got meat and frozen food in your freezer? Where can you go to store that? And if, you know, there is a serious emergency where life is threatened, how can you make sure that you're able to get contact outside of the coastal village and into the center of town? Things like how to check your neighbor, making sure your neighbors are okay, making sure that you have the proper gear and equipment to hang out for 3 days without power, those kind of things.
So is this plan mostly focusing on flooding itself? Obviously, PR would be susceptible to quite a few natural disasters and other events.
Yeah, no, it covers the whole gamut. I mean, it's looking at flooding and stuff. It's looking at outage, but it's also looking at fire. Because you go out to PR, don't you?
Yes, I have been out those ways a few times.
Yeah, there's a very steep hill and bush. And so if a fire gets started, it can get away very quickly. There's also on this coast, there's some concern about tsunami. So yeah, there's a host of issues. And this plan is not just kind of a one issue around flooding or outage, but looking at, how do you respond to an emergency?
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any further remarks you'd like to make?
Oh, no, that's great. Hey, thanks for asking. And just to say that the local board for Waitakere Ranges, if there's other communities have been in touch, but we're here to support local communities to get their own emergency response plan in place. So happy to help other communities too.